Let's jump into the news before we talk about the rumors, because we do have a couple of big things to talk about ever so briefly. Hello again, nerds. Welcome once again to the off season, where we're going to be talking primarily just rumors in this wonderful nerdy world in which we live. Real quick update about the channel. Otherwise, almost there, almost ready for season three. I feel like we're still probably about a week to 2 weeks out yet. So that puts us right at the beginning of February. Almost like I was planning, but either way, welcome to the week in nerddom. This is the off season. We've got some rumors to hit, but first we have to talk about some news. And even before the news, we have shoutouts. So shoutouts for this episode are actually a little bit bigger than anticipated. So I'm kind of excited about that. We're just going to get into that. First up in shoutouts, we're talking about the Facebook page at Generally Nerdy, at Generally Nerdy Gaming, or at Generally Nerdy Photo. Those are the three Facebook pages, which if you follow any one of those, that will earn you a shoutout. So starting things off there, we're talking Jeremy Wood and Tony Victor. Both have followed the main Generally Nerdy page. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follow. Jeremy, I appreciate you, sir. For those that do not know, I was recently interviewed on Jeremy's podcast, the What's Wrong With You cast. You can go check that out wherever you find podcasts, wherever those are available. If you want to get a little bit of a sneak peek behind the curtain, not that I don't already give you those pretty regularly anyway, but yeah, that is a thing. Thank you, Facebook nerds, for the follow. Now we have shoutouts for the TikTok page. Once again, TikTok, you have really big issues with bots. It really sucks, but it is what it is, so we're just going to do our shoutouts. Here we go. TikTok shoutouts are as follows. Chase Ray, thank you very much, sir, for the follow. Mofo Ghost Rider, yes, sir, thank you very much for the follow. Kalina AWBC, NAWBC, yeah, thanks for the follow. And then the rest of these, I'm pretty sure are bots. Arbor FCALG, QAHLPI, yeah, just check the description and you'll see who they are. If you are a real person, you are not a bot. I do apologize for not saying your name, but if you're a bot, then I'm not going to waste my time. Thank you very much, TikTok nerds, for the follows. If you want to get your shout out for following on TikTok, then you can find me at Generally Nerdy. Now we're going to talk about Instagram followers. Shoutouts for the Instagrams are as follows. We only have two of them for this episode. We have AstroCracker _, as well as PokeDread. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follows. We will be kicking back up a little bit more actively on the Instagram once we get back into proper season time. So season three, you will be seeing a little bit more activity on Instagram. Still working out how the rest of it's going to look, but we do have at least those. So thank you again, Instagram nerds, for the follows. Now we are talking about Getter, the newest of the social media platforms that I am on. Getter, we do have a couple of new follows, and they are as follows. Resist the Mainstream is the first one. I believe they are a podcast. Thank you, nerds, for the follow. Toxic Fish 87, Comics for Everyone. All of these brand new nerds, welcome to the fold. Getter is going to be probably more active than Twitter because I've been getting more traction there. So thank you very much for the follows there, nerds. As far as the YouTube, I did have two comments. I don't know. I didn't write them down. I apologize. So we will cover the YouTube commenter shout out in the next episode. That being said, those are all of the shout outs for today. Let's jump into the news before we talk about the rumors, because we do have a couple of big things to talk about ever so briefly. First up, we're going into TV streaming. We got an update on the Fallout show for Showtime. It is moving forward. Jonathan Nolan as showrunner is still in charge. It is still planned for Amazon Prime. So all of you Amazon Prime members, cross your fingers and hope that there are no more roadblocks and we will get our Fallout series. That is the only follow-up we have. Let's get into the news here in TV streaming. And we have two huge bummer pieces in today's news portion. And the first is obviously the passing of Bob Saget. Bob Saget was 65, still no report as to what it was that took Bob's life. Honestly, one of the most irreverent and funny stand-up comedians I have ever seen. Bob Saget was a legend, was an American icon, and we are going to take a moment to remember the comedic genius that was Bob Saget. And then we have, again, one more big bummer piece. This one is technically movies, though, I mean, Saget could have been movies as well, but this one is Sidney Poitier. Oh, the legendary actor Sidney Poitier has passed the age of 94. I did not see a cause of death for him either, though natural causes has not been ruled out because, again, 94. But just one of the greatest actors to have ever lived. Poitier kind of changed the game for a lot of people. So a moment to remember the other legend that we just recently lost. This is our third. We have Betty White, then Bob Saget, now Sidney, or actually went Betty White, Sidney Poitier, then Bob Saget. But yeah, wow. A crazy week, crazy 2 weeks. But let's take a moment for Mr. Sidney Poitier. And that puts us into the rumor section, the rumor mill for today. The reason you're here, because we're not technically talking about much else, if anything. And we're going to start off big. We have Batgirl. This one we're breaking down into three separate possibilities. So the rumor says that we are going to be seeing Robin based on some set pieces that have leaked onto the interwebs. We have seen some artwork that is going to exist on one of the sets. It does feature Robin. This is without a doubt, you know, not rumor. It exists. You can go look it up. But the rumor says that we are going to be seeing an actual Robin in this movie. And then the rumor goes on to say, also based off of some of the pictures, though this one I feel like is a little more grasping at straws, and that is that we are going to have Hugo Strange as the villain. And then it goes even further to say that Robin will not only will we have a Robin, but it will be Dick Grayson. And through the course of this movie, he will become Nightwing. Those are our three rumors. Robin's existence, him becoming Nightwing, and the villain being Hugo Strange. So, let's get into those percentages. The likelihood that we are going to see Robin as a character in this movie, Dick Grayson Robin as a character, I'm putting that one at about 60% because the artwork. I mean, the same reason everyone thinks this is absolutely guaranteed at this point. I don't think it's guaranteed. I think there will at the very least be a passing reference to Dick Grayson. Whether or not we actually see him, I'm kind of still riding the fence. As far as the Hugo Strange portion of this, I'm giving that one 50% because I don't see it. I could have missed a picture, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of going through these images pretty quickly, so I could have missed something in one of these pictures. I don't know for sure, but not the best source, kind of, from what I've seen, a little bit grasping at straws. So we're going to say this one's about 50% likely. And then should we get Robin, we are then going to see Nightwing. This one technically is rumor based on rumor, even though it is the same rumor. It is elaborating on the previous point. So we can't go higher than 50% there. And that is exactly how high we're going to go. I feel like if the narrative is you're trying to distance yourself from the white superhero, then the thing that Robin can do to distance himself from Batman is become Nightwing. So if we see Robin, then I think it's pretty freaking likely throughout the course of the story, he will become Nightwing. Before we go any further into this episode, I just want to remind you, if you have not already, for this, click the thumbs up, the like, whatever platform you're on, there is a way to tell the algorithm that you like what we're talking about here. Do that. Also, if you're on something other than generallynerdy.net or youtube.com/generallynerdy, then by all means, go subscribe there because that is where the full episodes get posted. That being said, let's get back into the episode. Staying in the Batman side of things for the moment, we are talking ever so briefly about that Gotham PD series. series that is going to be a prequel to the Batman movie from Matt Reeves featuring Robert Pattinson as Batman. This new rumor says that the main villain for that prequel series is going to be none other than the Joker. Oh boy, okay, so percentage likely that is going to happen. I'm putting that at about 30%, and I feel like that's even very generous. The reason behind that is it's the Joker. I feel like they did something kind of special with Joaquin in that they were able to separate it pretty good from the rest of the DC extended universe. So that being said, I think this is too confusing for executive types. This is not going to be a thing. I would be very surprised if the villain actually is the Joker. Will we get passing reference to the Joker? Sure. Is there going to be something about the Joker being locked up in Arkham? Probably. Are we actually going to see the Joker? Maybe not. Is he going to be the primary victim for this series? No, not bloody likely. Kicking just a little bit longer in the DC side of things. This one actually might have already been confirmed because I did not watch the first episode of Naomi, which aired today as I'm filming. Still, I feel like this rumor is pretty solid. The rumor is that we are going to see a different Superman in the CW Naomi series. Why not? At this point, DC doesn't know what they're doing with Superman. Why would they not put a fourth version, who knows at this point, in this new series? It's not going to be Tyler Hoechlin. This has been alluded to by some of the actors in recent interviews, though it has not been said outright, and then other leakers and industry insiders have kind of ran with it. So likelihood that we will not be seeing Tyler Hoechlin Superman, but a new version of the superhero in the Naomi series, 85%. This is totally on message with what the CW is trying to do to DC right now. So yeah, I would be surprised if this didn't happen. Now we're gonna kick gears over to Star Wars for a moment, and we're talking about the Book of Boba Fett. First off, little side note, if you're not watching Book of Boba Fett, you really should be. If you're not enjoying Book of Boba Fett, let's have that conversation. I'll probably do a little bit of analysis on the first episode back for season 3, just because I think it's doing wonderful things. It's changing the character a little bit, but I don't think in any kind of bad way. That little aside being done, we do have two rumors that we're going to be tackling here. First rumor is that Harrison Ford is going to likely be the big reveal special guest appearance at the end of season 1. And the other rumor being that not only are we going to get Han Solo, but we're going to see Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Leia Organa all on screen together as the big reveal. So kind of not the same rumor, so that's why we split it up. So the first likelihood for this one is Harrison Ford. Will we see Han Solo as a big reveal? I think this one, I'm kind of on the fence, definitely leaning towards the side of no, but possibly. So we're going to put this at about 40% as far as will we see Luke and Leia as well, or Luke and Leia instead, or Luke and Leia in any respect. I think that one's even less likely, though still kind of likely. We're putting that one at 30% likelihood for the end of season 1. Let's jump back over to DC for the next rumor, and that is Black Adam. Black Adam, the Rock starring movie. We still don't know who the villain is, and this rumor says that that villain is going to be Sabacc. This is based on some information that was released by McFarlane Toys, albeit potentially a red herring, because toys, just because a toy exists for a character does not mean the character is going to be in the movie. We saw that all through the 90s and aughts. There is no reason to believe that this is absolutely set in stone, but it's pretty convincing because of who the manufacturer is. McFarlane Toys doesn't usually make errors like this, and they don't usually make things that aren't also in the movie. So, likelihood that we're going to see Sabacc as the main villain, I'm going to put that at 70% because I feel like there is still potential for the main villain to be something else, or actually for the quote unquote main villain to be not really a villain at all. I feel like that is the most likely considering who the character of Black Adam is. So 70% likelihood we are going to be seeing Sabacc as the main villain. Will we see Sabacc in the movie? Probably. Will he be the main antagonist? Maybe, but there's still a lot of wiggle room there. Then we're gonna just go way off the rails and talk about Universal and their sad attempts at doing inter-universe storytelling with The Mummy. Again, this rumor is saying that Universal has machinations going forward already to make another Mummy movie. And this is not going to be directly tied into the Tom Cruise movie. It's actually not going to be tied into the Tom Cruise movie at all. Potentially sounds like it could be tied into the Brendan Fraser movies from the late 90s. Though I wouldn't hold my breath there, just because they're similar character names does not mean that they are going to be the same story. What do I mean similar character names? The rumor goes on to specify that it is going to be Imhotep. That was the big villain from the Brendan Fraser movies. Imhotep is going to be the main character somehow. I don't know. It's very strange. Let's get into the potential that this is true. Honestly, I feel like Universal really needs something and they think this is gonna be it. So 75% likely that we are going to get another attempt at rebooting The Mummy or the Universal Monster, whatever, something along those lines. 75% likely that Universal has it in the works. Will we actually see it? That's a conversation for a different video. And then our next rumor has to do with a video game rumor. This one's back over on the Lucasfilm side of things. Star Wars Fallen Order 2 is reportedly going to be announced before E3 this year. So not at E3. They're going to announce the existence of the game, presumably, before E3 happens, and then show us the game, hopefully, at E3. Probability here, this doesn't come from the worst source ever. This actually comes from a very good source, but I've only been able to get it from one source. So kind of not really great. And we've gotten a bunch of video game Star Wars rumors in the past that have not come to fruition. So also not playing in its favor. We're looking at about 50% likely that we will be seeing Star Wars Fallen Order 2 before E3. Next, we're talking ever so quickly about some Halo leaks. That's right, staying on the video game side of things, we have a boatload of Halo leaks. To see the reaction to those Halo leaks, you're gonna have to follow me on one of the short form content outlets, TikTok, the Reels, YouTube Shorts, one of those guys. I'm gonna plan on putting them all up there. But either way, to get all of the reactions individually to those, then go follow me there. But the likelihood that these leaks are accurate, that they're going to come out, we're going to see them in game, I'm putting that at 90%. Honestly, there is very, very little reason to not believe that these will come out within the next little while. Some of them are going to come out much, much sooner, like within the next week and a half, so we'll be able to verify. The rest of them likely won't hit until season two. Some of them even potentially all the way out to season three, but that's a little ways out yet. So 90% likely we're going to see all of these leaks come to fruition. If you nerds are still hungry for more nerd news, more rumors, more all of the things, then you should be able to click or tap one of the boxes on your screen right now. If you're watching on the YouTube, if you're listening on the audio, then go find the feed and just go back an episode because they're all there. Either way, thank you very much, nerds, for joining me. I'll see you in the next one. Before we go, always, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.